the president of the Auckland Primary Principals Association, Stephen Lethbridge, is with us. Stephen, good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
Do you know what's going on?
I think we're in the same position as everyone else at the moment. We're just awaiting some clear signposts around the conditions that we need to put in place to enable us to open safely.
Would you accept that primary is different from secondary, and especially the senior secondary?
Definitely. It's right and proper that secondary schools are calling for their senior students to come back. There are some assessment pressures that they are under, and these are big life choices that or life events for some of these students. So, yep, definitely a different situation.
Magic wand it for me. What would you do if you were the boss?
What would I do if I was the boss? Us teachers, as you know, we like rules, systems and structures. So I'd be wanting to see today some guidelines that were set out that enable us to start to think about how we operationalise those in our individual contexts. So, you know, we need to be looking at air quality, what the research says on that. I know that the Ministry of Education have been working with experts from health, building research, universities and industry to help provide some guidance and assurance on that. So we'll be looking for something along those lines. And there's a whole lot of other things like any additional measures around spacing, distancing, masking, any of those things, that have changed since the last time.
If he said, he's not going to, but if he said schools open as of next week, would you freak out? Would teachers freak out? Would parents freak out?
I think what we would do is we'd sit down and look at what the conditions are. And that's when we would see, you know, what we need to do in order to open safely. The minister has already indicated, I think, that primaries may be in for a longer time frame. That's a fair call. It's important to remember that, you know, we have the most, we've got the highest concentration of kids who are, of people in the country who are not vaccinated. And in this current outbreak, 409 cases alone, 20% of the current outbreak, are in children up to the age of 12. And that's been in a time when we've been, you know, in remote learning and lockdown. Mm. So we have to tread carefully. For every parent that wants children back at school, and as teachers, we want them back at school too, for every person that wants them back at school, there are many other people who just want the conditions to be safe, and we have to move down that track.
My sense of it is, given the term is finite, and we're already into week one of it, they're going to write the year off. What do you reckon?
Look, I'm not sure. You know, we've been living from post-cabinet press conference to post-cabinet press conference like everyone else. You know, either way, I think that schools in the Auckland region are prepared. You know, remote learning is not the most ideal thing to do in the world, but we're doing the best that we can at the moment. And these are really strange times, Mike. So, you know, the teaching profession in the Auckland region are doing a fantastic job at being adaptable and helping kids get what they need.
Good. Any pushback on the mandate so far?
Hey, look, I think it's, you know, a vast majority of people are in support of the mandate. And I think we've got a public health order coming out later this week that will give us more clarity around the goalposts about what that means to the education workforce. So we're looking forward to that as well.
Good stuff, mate. Nice to talk to you. Appreciate it very much. Go well. Stephen Lethbridge, who's the president of the Auckland Primary Principals Association.